God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 319. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Praise God, and when God said, Let there be light, there was light. Genesis chapter 1.
And yea, saith the Lord, Come to the waters that do not destroy. Come to the waters that are calm. Come to the waters that are soothing. Come to the waters that are mine. For the waters shall come upon the earth and destroy many things that the earth relishes, that the earth loves. But my waters shall calm you, shall flow around you, shall uphold you, shall lift you up. They shall not put you down, saith God.
Know that the path of victory that I have for you is one that has already been walked before you. Know that the footprints have already been planted down, saith God. And as you would seek me, you will see where you need to walk, saith God. And for those that do seek after me, will see where they need to walk. And I say unto you, as you see where I would ask you to walk, to be very careful to walk in those prints, saith God. To be so careful. But be prepared, for the enemy will come around and try very hard to draw you away from the footprints that I have already laid out before you. But remember, saith God, seeking me will always find the pathway. Remember that, saith the Lord, that when you seek me, you shall find me. And you shall know the path of victory, saith your God.
Saith your Father God,
strength, stamina, power, ability, wisdom and knowledge, clothing you in my very presence, that you may go forth and do the work that is needed to do in these last hours. The time is very short, but you shall be able to run with the best of them. You shall be able to do the things that I have said. You shall not grow weary or tired. You shall not bend over because of the load. But you shall stand strong and go forth in my anointing.
Saith your Father God.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program and Outreach. This fine Thursday evening, broadcasting to the whole world by shortwave, internet, and podcasting. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden openly, therefore getting the victory over them. Amen. Stay tuned for an all-news prophecy news behind the news program, but first this. Hallelujah! Some offerings have come in for the March programming. Now, I want to give my thanks to John in Pennsylvania for his $25 offering, Michael in Maine for his $50 offering, Keith in New Jersey for his $10 offering, and Bob in New York for his $25 offering. Praise the Lord, John, Michael, Keith, and Bob. I really appreciated your offerings. It sure is a blessing to me, and I pray God will bless all four of you right back. As you listen and enjoy this program, would you please prayerfully consider helping Signs stay on the air? This program is listener-supported, and it's the only way it can stay on the air. No one at Signs is paid anything, so please be assured, all offerings go only to purchase radio time. The address to send love gifts can always be heard at the end of this and every other program. Here is a letter sent in February, along with a check for $50. Brother Johnson, I am still hearing the broadcast, loud and clear on 3.185. May Yahweh continue to bless you all. I am enclosing a $50 offering, Elijah. My. Well, I thank you, Brother Elijah, for that $50 offering. It sure pulled me out of the red at the end of February. God bless you for it, my good brother. and he's in Pennsylvania. Let me give you that address now to send your love gift. It's Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. Let's begin with two prophecy fulfillments.
Yea, I say unto you, hearken now, unto the wind that is blowing in the tops of the mulberry trees, saith God. For I have told you, and I have warned you about the heat that would come, and the destruction that would come. Are you ready for the days ahead, saith God?
Now the article. Droughts may lay waste to parts of U.S. The world's preeminent climate scientist produced a blunt assessment of the impact of global warming on the U.S., warning of droughts that would reduce the American Southwest to a wasteland and heat waves that would make life impossible even in northern cities. In the Midwest, diminishing rains and shrinking rivers were lowering water levels in the Great Lakes even to the extent where it could affect shipping. Now, let me read to you one of my prophecies that I cannot find the audio for. Yea, saith the Lord, the heat that has affected so many areas will continue, and not only will it continue, it will increase. It will also increase to other areas that will also become afflicted. The drought shall come in these areas. You shall see the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, and the streams reduce in size. Some streams to a trickle, others will dry up, saith the Lord. Now another.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing, and upon all coasts of America you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coast of the whole world, as will the coast of the whole world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
Now the article. The Greenland and Antarctica ice sheets are melting, but the amounts that melt from the time it will take are still unknown. If the ice sheet on Greenland melts, sea levels will rise about 23 feet, which will inundate portions of nearly all continental shores. However, Antarctica, containing much more water, could add up to another 190 feet to the sea level. Sunday, January 18, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end-time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true. That my prophets do not speak falsely, but truly, saith God.
My. What awesome fulfillments of the prophetically spoken word. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, Obama says, troop move to Mexican border under consideration. President Obama is weighing in on the escalating drug war on the U.S.-Mexican border, saying that he was looking at possibly deploying National Guard troops to contain the violence, but ruled out any immediate military move. We're going to examine whether if National Guard deployments would make sense and under what circumstances they would make sense, Obama said, during an interview with journalists. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned that the U.S. borders were about containing Americans, not illegals. Will God, Father, now prove me right? Continuing, New York City pastor David Wilkerson prophecies, an earth-shattering calamity is about to happen, he writes. It is going to be so frightening. We are all going to tremble, even the godliest among us. It will engulf the whole megaplex, including areas of New Jersey and Connecticut. Major cities all across America will experience riots and blazing fires, Wilkinson explains. What we are experiencing now is not a recession, not even a depression. We are under God's wrath, Wilkinson said. Watchman comment. Now, Brother Wilkinson is a Baptist, and if this prophecy is correct, as he says, we are under God's wrath, and it comes to pass, There was no pre-trib rapture, just like the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned you many times. Don't get caught in that particular pre-trib falsehood. Continuing, are antidepressants, bone drugs, and statins causing heart failure? Adding to the list of suspected cardiovascular drugs are the widely prescribed statins. These drugs are now proven to disturb how your cells make energy, meaning they are directly making aging worse. Also, energy is required to make your brain function normally and have a good and positive mood. It is amazing that a society is so brainwashed by their pill-pushing physicians that $20 billion worth of fatigue-producing and nerve-deteriorating drugs will be gullibly swallowed this year. The side effects of statins are so bad, especially in older folks, that a new study demonstrates their risk in people 70 or over far outweigh their benefits, even if the person does have heart disease. Watchman comment. I am told Lipitor, a popular drug taken for cholesterol, is also a statin drug. Look out for the drug pushers who only want big pharma kickbacks. Continuing. Does 2 plus 2 equal 4 anymore? I don't know who I can believe anymore. Somewhere along the road to destruction, truth no longer matters. From the pulpit to the president, honesty has become the sacrificial lamb required for the furtherance of an agenda. Whether it be the acquisition of power or the building of a ministry, moral relativism became the stagecoach upon which a new sheriff has ridden into town. Like new math, a new morality seeped into the soul of America, poisoning every institution upon which America has flourished. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Continuing, retirement living in Elkhart, Indiana. In early February, President Obama was looking for a place to symbolize the recession. He chose Elkhart, Indiana, which advertises itself as the recreation vehicle capital of America and hence the world. The economics of the RV have little to do with efficiency. It has to do with lifestyle. There lies the rub. Over the last 18 months, Americans over age 55 have suffered a reversal in their capital that has not fully registered psychologically. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Dollars being rapidly printed. The U.S. Federal Reserve is printing money faster than you can say, I've got you covered, which they do not. The U.S. government is also spending wildly today, so there won't be a depression tomorrow. It sounds like a recipe for currency collapse. Yet the dollar seems to be keeping up, and the trend seems unlikely to change soon. So what's going on? Well, consider the competition. Start with the dollar's predecessor as reserve currency. The pound, at $1.38, it is close to setting what would be the 20-year lows against the dollar. Watchman comment, 3 years ago, someone in Scotland sent a radio offering check of £500, which then became, after conversion, $967. So you can see that check today would only be worth $690. Boy, I wish I had one anyway, though. Just so you all know, I have not seen that much since the maximum offering recently was $50. And I thank God for that maximum offering. But we are now in need of $280 to pay for the rest of the programs in March. If God is speaking to you, send your love gift as soon as possible, as March is now over half gone. Use the address heard at the end of this and every program. I realize these are tough times, my friends, but that is when the real givers of God shine forth. Amen. Continuing, world in grip of great recession. The world is now in the grip of the great recession, and global economic growth could dip below zero for the first time in 60 years, said Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF. The worst performance in most of our lifetimes. It is the first time that the IMF chief had predicted an actual global contraction. Watchman comment. Let me translate great recession and global contraction for you. It means depression, folks. Continuing. Left-leaning candidate has history within CNN. A former CNN correspondent turned communist politician may soon become the head of state in one of the Latin American countries. The story may add fuel to the fire of some conservative critics who refer to CNN as the communist news network. Haggai, chapter 2, verses 21-22. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots, and those that ride in them, and the horses, and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Watchman comment, good verse. That was from a brother, Michael, in Maine. I had just overlooked that one. Continuing. Canada joins transatlantic union effort. Canada has decided to join the United States in negotiating a transatlantic free trade agreement with the European Union. Sustainable development is a code term coined by the United Nations Agenda 21, which critics have charged outlines a globalist agenda for redistributing wealth from the rich to the poor, on the premise wealth is accumulated at the expense of the poor. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. Continuing. MSNBC poll. Obama earns F on performance. In its Give President Barack Obama a Grade survey, MSNBC asked more than 73,000 respondents, if you were grading Barack Obama on his performance as president, what would he get? More than half of all respondents, or 57%, gave Obama an F. Watchman comment, I would like to think this Signs of the Times broadcast had a little something to do with waking all those people up. Continuing. Robot teacher makes debut at Japanese school. In what could be a harbinger of the future, elementary school students in Tokyo are being taught by a robot. Seiya is the result of 15 years of research and is being tested as a teacher after working as a receptionist. She, or it, is a multilingual and can organize set tasks for pupils, call the roll, and get angry when the kids misbehave. Watchman comment, the last day signs the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchman shofar. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. We are terrorists to the bone, Guantanamo detainees say. To us they are badges of honor, which we carry with pride, the detainee said, adding, we are terrorists to the bone. So many thanks to God, the Guantanamo detainee said. Watchman comment, hey guys, hey Guantanamo detainees, you serve a satanic God. Only Satan would tell you to kill indiscriminately. He wants your souls in hell. Continuing, the coming evangelical collapse. We are on the verge within 10 years of a major collapse of evangelical Christianity. This breakdown will follow the deterioration of the mainline Protestant world, and it will fundamentally alter the religious and cultural environment in the West. Within two generations, evangelicism will be a house deserted of half its occupants. Between 25 and 35% of Americans today are evangelicals. In the Protestant 20th century, evangelicals flourished, but they will soon be living in a very secular and religiously antagonistic 21st century. This collapse will herald the arrival of an anti-Christian chapter of the post-Christian West. Intolerance of Christianity will rise to levels many of us have not believed possible in our lifetimes, and public policy will become hostile towards evangelical Christianity. Watchman comment, my, that writer must be listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, inner cities, a snapshot of America's future. Has anyone noticed that the only markets that have failed in America are the ones distorted with major government controls, regulations, subsidies, or taxpayer guarantees? My. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, The cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them. Leave them. For corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, GOP conference, influenza pandemic life-threatening. Federal government agencies have conducted a body of work over the past several years to help the nation better prepare for, respond to, and recover from a possible influenza pandemic, which could result from a novel strain of influenza virus for which there is little resistance and which, therefore, is highly transmissible among humans. Acts chapter 17. Verses 30 and 31, paraphrased. There was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all men everywhere to repent because of the appointed day when He will judge the world. Continuing, Marxism comes to America. Public-private partnership is the marriage between fascism and communism. Under these diabolical partnerships, the business owner will have an illusion of owning his or her own business, the same as the property owner has when it comes to owning your own property, your own home, after it's paid off. Silly? Stop paying your property taxes and you'll see what I mean. Luke chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Continuing, Mexico's president says, we need U.S. help in drug wars. Mexican President Felipe Calderon says the United States must show through its actions that it assumes its part of responsibility in this fight against drug trafficking along the Mexico-U.S. border, but he made clear he would not support a U.S. military intervention. Watchman comment, what this shady character is saying is give us your money, but stay out of our affairs. Continuing, heed Wilkerson's warning. David Wilkerson, recently, as reported a little earlier, sent out an urgent message about an imminent and earth-shattering calamity. In the fall of 2001, Pastor David Wilkerson of Times Square Church in New York City was warned by God that a calamity was coming. For 6 weeks, there wasn't a sermon, but instead there was intercession for our nation with weeping and repentance. Then Wilkerson felt God telling him to make lots of sandwiches, but did not know why. And on the 10th of September, they stayed up all night making hundreds and hundreds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. By morning, they had about 2,000 sandwiches. At 8:46 a.m. in the morning, that fateful day, the first plane hit the World Trade Center, and Times Square Church was ready to feed and minister to rescue workers and victims of our nation's worst attack. Watchman comment, now we will soon see if God has spoken through Brother Wilkerson once more. When he warned that there is something like 9-1-1 about to take place that I read earlier on this program. The first took only 6 weeks. Will this take as long? Longer? Or maybe shorter. Continuing, Canada will emerge from global recession before any other country and in a stronger economic position than ever. Prime Minister Stephen Harper said, the rosy picture Harper painted of the ability not to recover but profit from the worldwide crisis came as he dispatched two of his top lieutenants to deliver variations of the same message. The conservative stimulus package will put the country on the right track and the opposition must support it. Remember what he said, the opposition must support it. Watchman comment, he sounds just like Godfather Obama. Even if you oppose, you must support. My. Luke chapter 21, verse 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on earth. Continuing, 53% think U.S. is likely to enter a 1930s-like depression. 53% of Americans now think the United States is at least somewhat likely to enter a 1930s-like depression within the next few years. The latest reports of a national telephone survey found that 39% think this outcome is unlikely. 19% say a depression is very likely, while 7% say it's not at all likely. Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things come to pass, look up and lift up your heads. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
And just say with me, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings. Take my iniquities all away. As far as the east is from the west, take my sins and take my shortcomings. In Jesus' name. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. I receive you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in any special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some call it a signal report. 1-607-201-5663. Please write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797 USA, with your love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. Now, here is a recent radio check that I have received.
Hi, Brother Johnson. It's Keith calling from Sanford, New Jersey. It's Thursday, February 19th. Good program, good signal. I have your telephone number memorized. You know, and I've never had a problem getting through. I've always gotten through the first time, so now I have to accomplish it.
There for a while, there were so many radio checks that people were having trouble getting through, and I think some of them gave up. Maranatha, my friend, peace be with you also. Amen. Is there anyone out there listening tonight besides the one that gave that radio check? It takes only a few minutes, and the cost is minimal, to call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. But there is only one line, so please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from all my friends, and it goes a long way in encouragement for me to keep doing what I do week after week and to stay on the day and time you are listening to right now. Again, call or write SIGNS, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, LISLE, NY 13797. Call 1-607 201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear SIGNS on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. Be blessed, our friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You are a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Now, my friends, those who worship the beast, or the image of the beast, or the dragon, will be cast down into the place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Watchman warning, you do not want to go there. Amen. Jude chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Get ready, Jesus is coming. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I am aware this kind of preaching against sin will bring few supporters, but I will not compromise to get your offering. Jesus loves you, the SIGNS ministers love you, and I love you, or I would not keep doing this program. This program is proof of the love of God and of mine. Maranatha, my good friends, Watchman's Ending Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.